Isaiah chapter 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you will no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind grain. Remove your veil, strip off your robe. Uncover your legs, pass through the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be exposed. I will take vengeance, and I will spare no one. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit silent and hide in the darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer be called the Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I defiled my inheritance and gave them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. Even on the elderly you laid your heavy yoke. You claimed, I will be queen forever. So you did not think about these things in your heart, nor did you reflect on the consequences. Now, therefore, hear this, you lover of pleasures, who sit securely, who says in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me. I will never sit as a widow, nor will I experience the loss of children. But these two things will come on you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you with full force. In spite of your many sorceries and your numerous spells, for you have trusted in your wickedness, you thought, no one can see me. Your wisdom and knowledge have misled you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me. Therefore, evil will come on you, and you will not know how to charm it away. Disaster will fall on you, and you will not be able to get rid of it for a price. Calamity will come on you suddenly, which you know nothing about. Stand firm, trusting your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. Maybe you will succeed. Maybe you will scare someone. You are tired out from all the advice. Let now the astrologers and stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save you from the things which will come on you. Look, they will be as stubble. The fire will burn them up. They will not be able to save themselves from the heat of the flames. It will not be a mere coal to warm by, or a bonfire to sit by. Such will be those with whom you have labored, and have dealt with you since your youth. They will wander off, everyone in his own direction. There is no one who can save you. Isaiah chapter 47.